And in this segment of the program, our guest is Arnold Richards, president of the Jamaica Foundation of Houston, and Chris King. Chris, you're with the Jaga Reggae Festival?
Yes, and also a member of the Jamaica Foundation of Houston.
Okay, fantastic. Welcome, gentlemen, to Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I was just running down the hall, a little out of breath here. I was trying to get ready. You know, I'm just coming in last place from that 5K run yesterday. I started out, but no, that was a big event, too. But how you guys doing, man?
Doing fine.
We're doing good.
They got a big event. This is great. The Jaga Reggae Festival, that's going to be in Galveston, correct?
That's correct.
Now, how long have you all been doing this?
This is our third year.
Third year.
We actually started when we had our 50th anniversary of independence from Britain. And the idea just came to us to have something to commemorate that event. And we thought about Galveston as an island.
Yes,
so
yes.
So this was appropriate. And we approached the city of Galveston.
Uh-huh.
And they were able to accommodate us. And Mitchell's property was very, very instrumental.
That is beautiful. So. That is fantastic. Now, the Jamaica Foundation has been around in Houston for quite a while.
Yeah, we've been around since the early 80s.
Yeah, and when Magic 102, we were doing some things in the early days. And,
right.
Gosh, I still got a big framed poster that was presented to me one year that we participated in. Real nice poster.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you still have it?
Oh, yes. It's in my study. Yes, it is. Very, very nice. In fact, I'll take a picture of it and text it to you. I think you'd like it, too.
Sure. Because that was probably before my time.
Oh, yeah. It's very nice. But so how many members do you have in the Jamaica Foundation?
We have actually over 300 members.
Okay.
But as you know, the Jamaican population,
it's
pretty big
here.
in Houston. Our aim is to try to get everyone. But for right now, we do have about a little bit over 300 members.
And what is the stated purpose of the foundation? What do you do?
Well, the stated purpose is that, as you know, we're a 501(c) organization, and our effort is education and volunteerism. And as you know, Jamaican, we do give a lot, and the fact that there's so many of us in here, and the thing is that a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of professional Jamaicans in Houston, what we try to do is try to give a lot of educational, help to students who are here and from Jamaica, and we also help local students.
And one doesn't have to be from Jamaica to be a member of the foundation.
Absolutely not. And we encourage you and Val to become members soon.
Oh, okay, so. Well, sure, we'll join today. Val, where did you guys? Okay, well, we're gonna join today. Okay. Also, but of course the Jaga Reggae Festival, that's gonna be. Who's the headliner this year?
Well, I'll let Chris talk to you about that,
because
he's the man that put all this, the headlines and stuff together.
All right, let's talk about it.
All right, this year we have four artists. I mean, you could consider all four of them headliners.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, April 12th, we'll have Anthony Cruz.
And
we'll also have Etana.
Oh, yeah.
Huge artist. On
Anthony's
Sunday.
Pretty fly, huh?
These are, Sunday, we're going to have Elaine. And we're also going to have Ernie Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And all four of these artists are huge.
Yes.
I don't know if you realize, but last year, one of our artists won the voice competition,
Tashan Chin. Oh,
so even before she got all this international critical acclaim from winning the voice, we had her at Jaga Fest. And she put on a great performance. And these artists are up and coming. They're big in Jamaica, but they're also, we see them being big internationally. So they're a big draw. We also have local bands. We have seven local bands that will be performing. We have an international band from Jamaica. We also have the Beer Essentials Band, who is a world-renowned band out of Jamaica.
Yeah. And I guess and it's not just the entertainment, I mean the bands, the performers, but there are other events going on too.
Listen, if you like good food,
yes.
If you like the Caribbean culture,
yeah.
Good company,
mm-hmm.
Listen, you have to come to Jaga Fest.
All right.
There'll be a big jerk cook-off. If you like jerk chicken or jerk pork, the best jerk chicken and pork in Texas, probably in the United States, this will be going down at Jaga Fest. Shout out to the Jerk Kings, who are the defending champions of the Jerk Cook-Off.
You know, it's laughing. It's so ironic because I was eating a beef patty on my way to work this morning. Hey,
listen, there'll be a lot of beef patties. There'll be a lot of beef patties.
There's also going to be a competition for eating a hot beef patty.
A competition?
Hot competition, yes.
Oh,
and
man.
And that's put on by Grace.
Wow.
Val, you got to enter that.
There's got to be a trick to that. You know, I mean, to be able to eat that hot, oh, my goodness.
Hot steaming.
Yeah. Maybe eat some yogurt first or something, you know.
You know, Chris alluded to a local artist, and one of our main local artists is, her name is Neutral Sister, and she's pretty good, top singer.
She's from Houston?
She's in Houston.
Yeah,
she lives
yeah,
in Houston, right. But she's originally from, she was born in England.
Yeah.
She's, you know, Jamaican parentage, and she lives in Houston.
Oh, that is fantastic. Now, you're also going to have a number of vendors, right?
You got,
Is it too late for one to become a vendor?
Yeah, I think the vendor boots
too
are
late.
Yeah, too late.
Sorry,
too late.
Folks, yeah, gotta do it for late. Next year.
But Chris, I think on the part of the Jerk Cook-Off, I think
yes, there is still room if you want to enter. If you believe that you have some skills on the grill and you could jerk chicken or pork, there is still room to enter the jerk competition. Just enter. You could go to jaggerfest.com, fill out the application form. It's only a $25 entrance fee, and first place is $500, second place $300.
Wow.
Not to mention the bragging rights for, you know, a year.
I'm going to have to tell Marcus Davis about that. He got jerk chicken over to the reggae hut over there. You know?
Tell him to come on if he's not scared.
Yeah, right, if he's not scared. Yeah, that's great. That is fantastic. So this is going to be, it's next Saturday. And where's the gathering point? At what point, where in Galveston will it be?
It will be at Beach Central Park. The address is 2100 Seawall Boulevard. It's right on the seawall between 21st and 22nd Street. Awesome location with a view of the Gulf right there.
Mm-hmm. And the admission is
$15.
Just $15.
Right. And that's $15 presale tickets.
Yeah, that's not much at all.
$20 at the gate, but you know, it's $15 is for per day.
Sure.
Not for 2 days.
Oh, how many days? It's 2 days.
It's 2 days.
Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
Oh, that's good. So which is going to be the best day?
Both days will be the best.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Both
great.
Days will be good.
All right. Well, I guess I'll have to come Sunday.
And okay. What time does it start? Festivities kick off?
On Saturday, we'll start at 10 a.m. And on Sunday, we'll start at 12 noon.
Oh, that's great. Get a chance to recover from Saturday. You get a little extra sleep there, you know.
And make sure you get the tickets. The $15 is pre-sale. So up until Friday, you could get the tickets at jaggerfest.com. You could also get it at Caribbean Cuisine Restaurant, Runnings, or House of Manna. So you could get tickets there or on the website. If you show up at the gate, I know a lot of my Jamaican people wait till last minute and they're going to be standing that long line. You're going to pay $20 for a ticket. So I encourage you to buy your tickets before Saturday.
And I think on the west side also Tropical Diner, and they have tickets for sale also. So.
Yeah, over there on the off of Fry Road.
Right, Fry Road. That's
great.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's a nice spot. Yeah. Okay, well, shucks, folks, you heard it. If you like reggae music, you like the Caribbean culture, the Jamaican culture, this is the spot to be. And that's on next Saturday and Sunday, Galveston Island. What's the
2100 Seawall Boulevard.
No, I was just thinking about the parking now. How's that parking situation down there now?
Yeah, well, what we encourage people to do is to be there early.
Okay.
We have talked about using for them to use the park across from the pleasure place, and but it's just you have to just come and try to find some parking spot.
Right,
you know, the seawall is there, and I think it's a paved beyond the seawall, but it's just be there early.
Okay,
be there early, plan to have a good time.
No sense in coming into a good time late, right?
That's correct.
Get there early, enjoy, just be relaxed. If you have to park a block or two away, that's what I normally do. I park down one of those side streets and walk
on over.
And
you stress early because from the get-go, when we start, it's going to be fun events.
Yeah.
So you don't want to miss anything.
That's
especially
right.
for the kids. You know, and doing early parties for the kids.
And don't be carrying a lot of stuff, you know, because you get tired of carrying all that stuff, you
That's
know.
That's right.
Maybe get one of those tummy, one of those belly packs. Or what do you call those?
Come on, man. Nobody
don't
Please don't show up with
I'm
a
just
fanny pack.
Real old school. Okay, you can do a backpack. I don't know.
That's good.
We just don't carry a lot of stuff.
No, come on. Don't know backpack.
Oh, that's funny. Guys, I want to thank you so much. Arnold Richards, president of the Jamaican Foundation of Houston, and Chris King, also of the Jamaican Foundation and the Jaga Reggae Festival. We're going to have I hope you have a great weekend. And Val and I are going to give you those applications in just a minute.
All right, thank you.
All right, it's 10 minutes past 10 o'clock.